work on the whole being, mind and heart. That we are sitting steady. Like the Buddha said, an island in the stormy seas. Entering this place of awareness, of presence, meeting our life, being, with a great deal of respect. Even in a sense, it's our prayer, Atfila Shelana, in a way. Take some time just to allow what presence means to us right now. What is it? Inside, outside, the body, the sounds of the wind in the trees, the sense of being together, all of us here, the earth underneath the body holding us, reminding us too of steadiness and ground. The sky above reminding us of infinity. We zoom in on the body. But it's a living body. It's full of voices, it's full of impressions, it's full of changes, it's full of life. It's full of songs. But each part of our body is singing, is telling us its story. Without pressure, we're available, we're listening. Makshivim. And we can move to the breathing, a place to quieten, to feel we are taken on waves of in-breath and out-breath, calming the system. Stay with it, lishhot, to abide with it. Not from pressure or discipline or a lot of effort. Because it's a good place to rest the awareness. There is interest, connection to this breathing, this body. This is our life, this is important, this is precious. If thinking is pulling us strongly, or weakly, not pulling us very strongly, if it's just thought that's small waves in the background, we can let them pass by, staying present, staying here. Being kind to the mind, letting it do what it wants to do. If thinking is very strong and pulling us, acknowledging that. Checking out, is there an emotion that's driving the thinking? Is it thinking that is a pattern that comes up again and again, like loops in the mind? And if it is a loop, we can call it by its true name. Thoughts of judgment, or thoughts of anxiety. Thoughts of activity, busyness. And just get a sense that we can step back from the thought, knowing the thinking, allowing it, acknowledging it, trusting it, giving it its space, but stepping back. Allowing thought to change and move and come and go and be dynamic, and let go, let it pass, let it be. Same with feelings, emotions. We give them the space that they ask for. Whether the heart is laughing or crying, we give it its space. And we know what's going on. We know what the heart is saying. We know the stories. are present, we are sitting by the river, and the river is flowing. And a key. Something in the knowing is free, non-identified. He is Dahut. The content arises and passes of the mind, of the heart, of the body. We let it, it flows, it is known. But it doesn't swallow us completely. Again and again, making that step from the actor in our drama to the witness of the drama. And softening everything with a compassionate heart, with a kind, compassionate heart. And what that means is that inside our listening is a caring, mothering or friendly presence. we just let our compassionate heart hold our experience with kindness and softness and understanding and sympathy. The witness is not neutral, the witness is embracing, is kind. Both the witness mind and the compassionate heart invite us a little bit to take the experience less personally. They are both a little bit inviting us to a more universal, a bigger view from which we can hold our personal stories with kindness and awareness. And everything moves and changes. And we can get skilled in letting things pass by. They pass by anyway. We allow them and welcome the new moment. time for walking.